Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude our study titled Glory in the Cross from Galatians chapter 6 verses 11 through 14. This is part 2 of 2.
Please, some man's standards in order to feel like you're saved. If you ever feel like that here, and it's not based on Scripture, whereas, for example, someone comes into me and says they don't believe the Bible's infallible, I'm going to inform them that the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 2:13 that you must receive the Word of God as the Word of God, not as the Word of men.
Amen.
And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Amen.
So I'm going to confront you biblically on that. But when it comes to these things that people are adding on top of just faith and the gospel itself, and they add all these things about outward appearance, they don't have Bible for that. They have pressure. They have intimidation. Control issues is what it's all about. And they don't want to suffer persecution from those around them. There's a fellow one time, he was pressuring this lady not to even give out gospel tracts on Halloween. And I confronted him and I said, you know what, your problem is you're a coward. You are concerned that some of your circle will find out that you are partaking in something they don't approve of. And it's the fear of men then that pressured him to pressure this woman. See how that works?
Yeah. Amen.
And then I had some nosy, domineering woman step in and interfere with my communication with him. Because she wanted to make sure that he understood she would never call him a coward. What am I saying? I'm saying there's a lot of people who nose in and butt in when preachers are dealing with people because they themselves don't understand these things. And so you need to understand them not only for yourself, but you need to understand them as part of the larger body of Christ. So that you can understand how preachers are dealing with people and how the Holy Spirit might even use you if you'll understand these things. Because there's a lot of people out here that don't understand that that preacher down the road, who he doesn't have the guts to preach the truth. He doesn't have the guts to stand up and preach against sin week from week because he knows he'll lose people from the pews. And when you lose people from the pews, your offerings go down. And if he's part of a denomination, I've seen it. I've been a part of two denominations, actually, where the money talked. A man was considered successful in the ministry if he raked in bucks. They didn't care about souls. And if a man will not stand up here and tell you the truth, reading the text, and not just tell you what it says, he doesn't love you. He's using you. And that goes for not only pastors, that goes for your friends. That goes for your associates. You may be surrounded by professing Christians who are using you.
Yeah.
There's sometimes you just got to start cutting cords. Amen?
Amen?
Professing Jewish Christians were requiring circumcision for salvation because they feared persecution by unbelieving Jewish leaders. Yeah. That's what it's all about. And the same thing happens beyond circumcision. Spiritual maturity is not seen in outward conformity to some Christian subculture. That's not spiritual maturity. Spiritual maturity is seen in inward conformity to the Word of God.
Amen.
Some of you are much more mature than I know. Why? Because I'm not a mind reader. And some of you may put on the appearance and I think you're more mature, but you're not. Because I'm not a mind reader. This is between you and God. This is you right now. You should not be caring about what anybody in this room or anybody else on planet Earth thinks about you.
Amen.
You should only care about what Jesus Christ thinks of you.
Amen.
And that has to be based on His Word, not on your feelings.
Amen.
Because a lot of people go by feelings, and that'll steer you wrong. But you ask yourself, what do you think of me, God? And He says, look in my book. Oh, okay. Amen?
Amen.
I have people come to me and ask my opinion a lot of times, and I say, you know what? Go to the book.
Amen.
It's not about Greg's opinion.
Amen.
And don't go ask some other person. It's not Amen. About their opinion. It's about the Word of God.
Amen.
And when you fall for this fake spirituality, you're being used.
Yeah.
I'm telling you this morning, I may drop dead tomorrow just like Antonin Scalia did. We were talking about this the other day. Everybody's all whipped up about, oh, this man's going to win the presidency, and he's going to save the country, and he could drop dead tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then what you going to do? It could happen. So what do? Don't put your trust in man. Mm-hmm. Not just politicians, not even preachers. Put your trust in the Word.
Amen.
Read verse 13 with me. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised that they may glory in your flesh. They're trying to use you. They want to use you. You're a number. You're a receipt. You're a step on their ladder. Don't let it happen. The Word of God will keep you from letting it happen. Just real quick. They may glory in numbers. Be able to boast about how many people they have in the church. Money. How much offering? No, we don't really need a new building, but heck, we've got so much money, let's build another building. Amen? Some guy I know went to a church, and he called me up and said, you know, I like this church, but we have like 50 empty seats, and they're trying to build a bigger building. And he says, what do you think about that? I said, I think you should leave. Mm-hmm. And then when they come and say, why'd you leave? Say, I'll come back when you stop being a crook.
Amen?
I don't want to be in a church where they're just about taking all the money they can and building the biggest building they can. They got more money than they need. They have plenty of room for more people. They should be using that money to get the gospel out.
That's right.
They should be using that money for missionaries. They should be using that money for gospel tracts and Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
Fame. You say fame. Yeah, they get the bigger churches are the ones that get invited to the big deals. You know, because we're on radio, I get invited to stuff all the time. And I just delete. I delete. You know, I have no. I've been getting invited to this ecumenical thing here in town where we all just get together and talk about how we can all get along.
Well,
I'm getting along with you fine. Aren't we getting along? I mean, we're not hurting anybody, are we? And none of them are hunting us down. I think we're getting along just fine. Amen. And what that is it's a way to get you in, so then they can try to woo you into their ecumenical compromise. And I've seen it happen to people. And those people go to those meetings because it makes them feel important. And they introduce you as the Reverend Greg Miller. Just not my cup of tea. I know no desire for fame at all. And when they make you famous, it's just so they can tear you down later anyway.
Yeah.
Power.
Ooh.
Power. And there are a lot of preachers. That's their thing. Power. And Rick Warren is an example. Rick Warren has become so powerful that they invite him to the Council on Foreign Relations. And he lectures world leaders on how to use Christians to build the new world order. Rick Warren needs to repent.
Amen.
Rick Warren is drunk on his power. And he is a disgrace.
Absolute power corrupts.
And all these local yokels around here don't have the guts to stand up about it. Why? Because they don't want to lose their invitations. The truly spiritual Christian will not glory in the flesh. Read verse 14 with me. But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. The only thing I want to glory in this morning, I don't want to glory in, you know, my appearance, even though I got all dressed up this morning. I don't want to glory in this wonderful crowd. Beautiful people. You're just beautiful. I love every one of you. That was another thing. You see these people, they're on TV, and they look out and they say, I love you, every one of you. Like, they have no idea who's even watching. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the smile real big. I love you. You're so beautiful. Oh, come on. I mean, there's probably people sitting there in their, you know, their lazy boy chair without a shirt on with popcorn. You know, ah, you're so beautiful, just the way you are. No, put a shirt on. I'm not going to glory in anything save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we're going to glory in.
Amen.
Scripture repeatedly tells us, I'm going to close it up here, but I want you to see this. Scripture repeatedly tells us to glory in what?
In the Lord.
Not in self. Not in, turn on Osteen again this week, and he's up there telling everybody, this is your, I just preached on this. That if you will not be weary in well-doing, then in due season you'll reap. And he used the same text. Somehow it didn't sound anything like what I taught. And he's up there saying, this is your due season. This, you just, I want you to say right now, this is my due season year. Say it with me. This is my due season year. I'm going to get that car. I'm going to get that house. I'm going to get, everything was flesh, 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 flesh. He didn't say, I'm going to preach the gospel to lost souls. I'm going to give more money to missions. I'm going to do more to glorify Jesus Christ. He didn't say that one time. We've got a bunch of people who are all about glorifying themselves. The Bible says we should glory in the Lord. Jeremiah 4:2 says, and thou shalt swear, the Lord liveth in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness, and the nations shall bless themselves in Him, and in Him shall they glory.
Amen.
That's not talking about the United Nations. That'll be after the United Nations, during the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Jeremiah 9:24, read that with me. But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Isn't that awesome?
Hallelujah.
Let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that comes into the New Testament. 1 Corinthians 1:31, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 10:17, but he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Amen? When we glory in the Lord, you and I will glory in the cross.
Amen.
We glory saving the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we glory in the cross, we die to this present world, and this world will cut you off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the tough part. As I said, that's by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. When you begin to glorify Jesus Christ, not yourself, then the world dies. And you will die to the world. You will find the world wants less to do with you. Because the world isn't about the cross. Are you self-focused or are you Christ-focused? Question. Do you glory in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ? Is your life focused on glorifying self or on glorifying Christ? Brothers and sisters, if you're saved this morning, that's the question. If you're not saved this morning, the first thing you need to do is come to the cross.
Amen.
Trusting that Jesus Christ shed His blood and paid the full price for your sin. And when they buried Him in the tomb, 3 days later He rose from the dead and conquered sin and death. And when you repent from everything you are, everything you've done, everything you believe, and you turn to the cross for salvation, trusting in His death, burial, and resurrection, the Bible says you're saved.
Yeah. Amen.
If you're saved this morning, that's your life's mission right there.
Yeah.
Glorifying Christ.
Amen.
Glorying in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, we thank You for this message. Thank You for everyone here this morning with patience and a desire to hear the Word of God. Pray that they receive the Word of God as it is in truth, the Word of God. And effectually will work in those who believe it. And Lord, may You work on each individual life and heart. May they walk out of here today with a rededication if they need a rededication to allowing your book to daily transform our thoughts, our words, and our deeds with the goal and the desire to only glory in the cross of Jesus Christ and to bring glory to His precious eternal name. We thank You and praise You in Jesus' name. Amen. You can only be saved because you understand you're lost. Amen? And that is, if you turn on Oprah or Dr. Phil or Dr. Oz or whoever on TV to get your wisdom, bad move. Every one of those people reject Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Ask them. Write them a letter. Because people get their counsel from the ungodly. Then you can say anything these days, it seems like you can say that is true, and you will be attacked for it. And I'm just talking about the Christians. The professing Christians will be the ones attacked. But if you will go to this book, you'll find it is life-changing. Holding a book, owning a Bible. I mean, I know people who've collected the things, but they don't read them. And I see professing Christians posting their astrological signs and their horoscopes on Facebook. I see them talking about, watching this stuff. They are getting their counsel from the ungodly. I picture it this way. There are a lot of cocky, arrogant scorners who think that when they stand before God on Judgment Day, they're going to put forth a defense. They are not going to stand in the judgment. They will be face down, begging, knowing that they have chosen what's about to happen to them. Amen. And it's too late. They will not stand in the judgment. They will not pump a fist at God. They will not give a defense. They will stand for about a millisecond and then be down, face first, not even able to look at His glory, knowing, what a fool was I. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They will not stand. We are righteous because of the blood of Jesus Christ. He paid for our sins. We are righteous in spite of ourselves, not because of ourselves. We are righteous because of what Jesus has done for us. And when the Father looks at you, He doesn't look and say, whoa, now that's a specimen there. I should not have broken the mold when I made her. That's not what God says. He looks at you, and if you're in the righteous, the congregation of the righteous, He says, the blood of my Son, the blood of my Son, the blood of my Son. You have nothing to do with it. It's in spite of you. It's in spite of me. And what's it say in verse 6? Read that with me. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. The end. The end. If you're saved, oh, I know it can look rough and you think, where are you, Lord? Trust the book. He says that if you're saved, He's there with you. And He will not leave you nor forsake you. And I hate to use the cliches, but you all know the footprints in the sand. There was that time where there was only one set of footprints. I think if I look back at my life, most of the time there's one set. So much of my life, God is the one carrying me. And as far as salvation, there's never anything but one set of footprints. As far as my soul being saved, nothing but one set of footprints. Done. All these trials you're going through, all the troubles you have to suffer, the pains physically, emotionally, whatever it is, you're going to not even look back. It'll be such a distant memory. You're going to look at what you have in Christ, and you're going to just bask in His glory. And you're not going to have time or a desire to look back. But the way of the ungodly shall perish, and the ungodly will never forget. The ungodly who reject the blood atonement of Jesus Christ will burn in an everlasting lake of fire. Their torment will rise. The smoke of their torment will rise forever and ever. And it says, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. Those people who have been overcome by their lust, their greed, their self-centeredness, and all that, they will continue to be overcome by it through eternity. And their way here on earth that they're walking, that they think is so smart, it will perish. We can look to the cross of Jesus Christ and the empty tomb and know that we have been saved.
Bible preaching and teaching, along with the encouragement of the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, tune in to our internet radio station available every day, 24 hours a day, at bbfohioradio.com. Join listeners from over 150 nations, all 50 U.S. states, and other U.S. territories who are tuning in and receiving free Bible teaching at bbfohioradio.com.